cliffcentral.com.
That is,
I love that. What do you think it is?
That is, who's that, Steer?
Do you know?
Blink 183.
I'm going to go with Creed.
System of the Down.
It's not Creed.
Savage Gardens.
Nope.
Three Doors Down.
Nope.
Two Doors Up.
Nope.
Green Day.
Nope.
I'm just throwing out every single white rock band I know.
Nope.
Jesus. Slash. No, nope. That's a
come
just
on,
a guitarist.
People are embarrassing
Kiss.
Me. No, Collective Soul.
Oh, that was what I was going for.
Douchebag.
No, seriously, that was close.
Really? I'm embarrassed.
Okay, not my cup of tea. Far from my cup of tea.
Speaking of which, Lucas, you stopped making tea. I've noticed this.
Yeah, he doesn't care about you anymore. He made me tea.
Oh well. It's always nice to know where you stand.
You know, so, sidebar, after your conversation yesterday, telling us how much you do in the mornings and.
Yeah, it led to a whole discussion around showering, which you should listen to if you didn't hear it. It's hysterical.
Just to try and figure out our habits here.
Yeah, we got into everybody's deep, dark shower secrets, what they use, whether they have a mirror in there.
Yeah.
Every nook and cranny.
Yeah. Ooh. What kind of special sauce they put on the burger.
Yeah. So this morning, I tried to wake up earlier and actually try to have breakfast.
Did you moisturize today?
Oh my goodness, did I
not? Can you not tell? He is positively glowing.
Now I feel whole again. But I just could, I do not understand how, for example, you can actually make your own breakfast and even have breakfast at that hour. I just had a boiled egg and I was already
it's time consuming, huh?
I'm not here for this party. I really couldn't.
It's so time consuming, but the thing is, I have to eat, otherwise I get edgy. I get really angry. If you think I'm quite short normally.
Oh, this is
me
you
pleasant.
Not angry. Oh man, oh no. Then you need to wake up at 3:30 just to eat.
Well, the whole phrase hangry, that was me from day one.
Hangry.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, it was really, really hard. Waking up at 4 and I was no, not worth it at all. I'll stick to my drive through stuff after the show.
Is that what you do usually?
Yeah, well, depending on how my day goes.
You see, you're so thin. It just
because not eating food, he's eating marketing.
But folks, let's just listen.
Can I get a double market burger plus a market shake?
Let's analyze what the Cliff Central staff ate yesterday.
All right, give me an idea.
First thing in the morning, we had some of that birthday cake.
Oh, it was good.
First thing in the morning, birthday
literally
cake.
At like
well, it's
10.
Not first thing in the morning because that's essentially lunch for me because I've been eating since 4.
That's true.
Oh, so, no, but everyone else as well climbed into it. There was some chocolate rolling around.
Unati even had a because she and I sat and talked for about 15 minutes after the show and she had a plate of the cake with her.
Oh my gosh.
Lucas, you gave it to her, right?
Yeah, I did.
She demolished the whole thing. She loved
that's
it.
So bad.
No, she's all right. She went to gym afterwards.
Yeah, she's fine. But for us, there was some chocolate around.
Right, so then after the cake?
Yeah, so a slab of chocolate.
A slab of chocolate?
Yeah. Then after that, there were some hot cross buns. And then early afternoon-ish, then another serving of some cake. Oh, and then Greg, our technical guy, the station manager who was away in Las Vegas, came back with, Ben, you were out of this. Yeah, you were gone. There was some Hershey's chocolate. We had more of that. It was just a bad day.
So basically, there was 4,000 calories on the table that I missed yesterday.
Diabetes Central, yes.
Okay.
That's what we...
I'm actually looking to really cut down on sugar because it is crack. It's such crack.
Hey, crack is whack.
And people always say, oh, I feel so much better now that I've quit sugar. And you go, oh, whatever, you smug.
No, it's true.
Something. But it's true. It's so bad.
Well, I just don't want the fattest staff in the whole country, please. That's all I'm saying. See, you've got to make sure this doesn't happen, all right?
Oh,
I see
me?
Lucas and Palesa laughing. But we can't afford to have the fattest staff in the land, all right?
Yeah.
Especially I really can't be at the helm of that because...
Do they all hate you because of your weird eating habits? Not hate you as in want terrible things to
happen. That's the reason, Gareth.
No. They actually know where to go when they want to indulge in some good, bad food.
Yeah.
Because I'm always game for that.
Mm.
Always.
Yeah, I sometimes see you disappear in the car with someone else.
Yeah.
And the two of you go off and buy something horrible. And they come back with something slathered in mayo or whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no.
So good. And listen, we have a very wide spectrum of what we like here. Everything from, you know, the creme de la creme of what you get at a grocery store to standing on the side of the streets getting amaguinha. Oh, right, Lucas?
That is game changing.
Oh. Well, let me tell you what I did yesterday. In direct contrast to the fat eating machines that clearly are starting to dominate here.
Yeah.
I actually went to gym yesterday and... Nice. Yeah, I usually do 5 different exercises and I do 3... repeats, 3 reps of each of those. And then, you know, I'll go downstairs and if I've got a bit of time, then I'll either go and sit in the steam room for a little bit because it's good for your skin, or I'll get the hell out of there as quickly as I can so that I can get home and do some work. So yesterday I went into the steam room. There were these 4 gargantuan, old, disgusting men, and they were talking at the top of their voices.
Oh.
Like they've all known each other.
Cock out, voice up.
Yeah, cock out, voice up. It was just so
please don't
depressing.
Let that be a t-shirt.
No, I don't want to get old, guys. I don't want to be them. No matter how long I live, I want to live forever, but I do not want to be them. What is wrong with old men, huh?
Well, you got no shame, really. You don't have to make anyone happy anymore.
And there's even like an old man smell. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It was so disgusting. I admire these guys from one point of view, that they're still doing a bit of exercise. It doesn't look like a lot, by the way. I think they mostly just take off their clothes and go straight into the steam room.
They're showing up.
But they pitch up at the gym, so maybe, you know, in a year's time we'll see some results. They look terrible.
Like in what they look like, age bracket?
They look like Johannesburger bottles. Have you ever seen those Johannesburger bottles? So small little head.
Yeah, they probably justify a bottle of that a night by going to the gym.
And when you say gargantuan, were they just like...
They're fat and they got
fat and flabby.
Back hair. They've got back, like hair on their shoulders and back. Now, you know what? There are things you can do about that. Have some self-respect. And the poor women... who they get home and hump. Imagine being those poor women.
Yeah, well, at that age, you don't care about what you can do, though.
Yeah, because they also could probably be hairy and let themselves go.
No.
You see, this is interesting, though, because do you guys know of the author Carl Schoeman?
No.
So he's South African and internationally renowned.
Okay.
And he has just taken his own life recently.
What, he killed himself?
Yeah. At 77 years old, he died on Monday night at an old age home in Bloemfontein. And he actually drafted up a letter, which even went through his lawyers beforehand. And
yeah.
He justifies killing himself because he says, listen, like, I'm old, I'm done with this life, and that's it. Like, and the mere fact that you guys aren't allowing me to, because he was 77. He wanted to at 75 to kill himself as well. And this he says ever so eloquently, trust an author to do this in this letter. But he says, you know, he's wanted to since 75, and so he wasn't allowed to. And then now at 77, he, you know, and this was before he actually killed himself, obviously, but he drafted in the letter saying, he decided to voluntarily cease the use of food and drink and end his life through a process of so-called mortification, which in practice comes down to dehydration.
But so he killed himself by just not drinking water?
Oh, yeah, just not eating at all.
This is anyone who tells me life is sacred, they talk about like, well, you can't have an abortion because life is sacred. Mm. I want those people to go and spend a week in an old age home.
Man.
It's the most... Well, not all old age homes, but most of them. Like this guy was in this old age home in Bloemfontein. He had to kill himself by not drinking water. He would have switched off his own machines if they'd just given him machines.
Mm. He would have welcomed fire ants in his colon if he could.
Exactly. Do you know how bad your life has to be to kill yourself with pudding?
That's, wow.
I mean...
Now, not to say the people you met in the steam room should kill themselves,
but I definitely think... I just think like sometimes you got to check out.
I
clearly he had no one who cared about him. I mean, he had to send the letter to his lawyers. He didn't send it to his next of kin.
I find it odd why there are rules that govern you cannot
take your
life.
It's because of Jesus. It's all Bible, religious.
I don't know. I mean,
religion makes people act like a scarf.
It is partly, you're absolutely right, it's partly that. But there's also the government. You see, the government shouldn't have any say over what you do with your meat.
Yeah.
You own your body.
Mm-hmm.
You own that. That you're allowed to dispose of and poison and ruin or look after to your heart's content.
Seeing as we're full of good ideas today, like, I reckon it would show what a progressive society it is if you just had exit terminals. So if you were like this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you want to check in.
They can.
So all the money goes to old age homes, and that's not cheap, huh?
Right.
It costs a lot of money to go there and die.
Right.
You can pull that up, and then you go to these exit terminals, and then you can have like certain packages. Okay, I want to die first. I want a bath. I want a massage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I want to have dinner with these people.
You got a whole
plan. And after that, they then escort you to a certain area where you euthanize yourself with a choice of various things.
Yeah, I really do find it bizarre as to why. Hey, listen, I'm all for that because, you know, I just, for people who are, you know, some people have cancer or, you know, these terminal illnesses, and some people don't want to suffer till the very last second.
And the indignity of cancer and all those things.
Exactly. You know, now you're throwing up all over the place and you can't even take care of yourself. Like, I just don't understand why it's a thing. So Carl Schumann ended his letter by saying he hopes that his death will contribute to the problem of old age, as well as the general issue of autonomy being more openly discussed than is currently the case. And above all, it will help bring about, he hopes it will help bring about a change in the current South African legislation in terms of autonomy.
I think this is so important. This really is, it's one of my big issues. And like, you should be able to decide your own fate.
Mm.
I mean, what does that have to do with anyone else? And this whole idea that suicide is somehow, you know, for those people who just don't have courage, they took the coward's way. That's some nonsense.
No.
I couldn't kill myself. No matter how cowardly I felt. I could never do it. I'm too weak. I like to live. It's great.
If you had to choose a way to make a grand exit, what would it be?
Oh, man. Is this really a good topic for so
no,
early in the morning?
I find it interesting because, you know, Ben, you gave that analogy
of a
massage. What did you do? No, like, not like in a car accident or whatever.
Nah,
but, you know,
I think
your
it's
final
gotta be,
few seconds.
You know, like, before you have an operation and then you get the funny gas and you just count back from five. I'd go with that.
That's
probably.
That's nice. Yeah, laughing gas.
Because, you know, you can have your favorite song playing, right?
That's a good
one. I mean, on the menu, you can write there, Bob Dylan gas.
You take a bunch of really, really powerful hallucinogens, but way too many, so it obviously messes up.
So you go down just seeing all kinds of things.
You can see
that's cool.
On your way out, you see God.
It's better than starving yourself.
Right.
That's harsh.
Listen to this quickly. This is one of my favorite comedians, a guy called Doug Stanhope. He's talking about what you do to your body. Destroying your body. Listen to this. This is great. No, where is this stamp there?
Had a girl say to me, do you know what you're doing to yourself? You drink every night on stage. You smoke 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. You're just destroying your body. I said, don't you have 4 children? And I'm destroying my body? I could put my hand in your cunt and still flip a coin, but I'm destroying my body. I might be a little gray in the liver, but I don't have to carry my tits in my pants pockets either. Just different kinds of hangovers. Yours last 18 years. What I'm saying is pace yourself sexually. Pace yourself sexually and you'll never have to get to the rubber fist.
Oh.
Sex is a very narrow avenue. There's only so many things you can do. You only have so many holes and parts. And if you try to keep it entertaining, eventually you will run out of shit to do. You try everything.
Oh, my
listen,
goodness.
Speaking of all these things that you can do sexually, so Ben found this clip.
Well, actually, my girlfriend sent it to me.
Oh, very nice. It's called the sex thruster.
I don't know what to make of the fact that she's
trying
to.
Yeah, you're trying to.
Just tell me what this is. Is it a real thing or is it an ad for a fake product?
I'm not sure, but it looks like a real thing to
me. Let's take a listen to this.
If you're like me, after a long day's work, you want to have sex with your husband. But you also just want to sleep.
I've scheduled a sex date with my wife tonight, but I've got a project due first thing in the morning.
So needless to say, we've been in a bit of a dry spell.
Well, more like a dry decade.
That is, until we discovered Lazy Lovers.
Lazy Lovers is an auto-thrusting hydraulic girdle for when you're 10 years into a marriage and just don't have the energy for sex anymore. With customizable settings, you and your partner can set the speed, depth, and angle of each thrust.
And with the jackhammer settings, no matter how lifeless you're feeling, you can still take your lover to the limits, just like you used to when you were attracted to them.
Just strap on the included neck brace to avoid unwanted whiplash and paralysis.
The steel hydraulic oil delivery system provides each joint with consistent lubrication. Any overflow oil is then delivered to the genitals to prevent heat rash. The entire system is powered with clean cold technology via Bluetooth, so you can rest assured knowing that you're saving the planet one lazy f*** at a time. With the amount of time you save multitasking, Lazy Lovers practically pays for itself. Use it while you work, read, catch up on TV, catch up on sleep, or stay up at night worrying about your finances. And since it's dishwasher safe, cleanup is a breeze. And since it doesn't fit in a dishwasher, try hand washing it. And since you don't have hands, try foot washing it.
Tired of hearing eh when asking your partner if they want to have sex?
Turn that eh into a sure with Lazy Lovers.
Has that ever been your answer?
Oh, no.
No, not yet, thankfully.
Eh.
But if you get to the point where it is, that's clever.
Are you tired of hearing eh from your... That's the most depressing line I've ever heard in my life. Tired of hearing eh? Really?
Want to have sex?
Turn that eh into a sure with Lazy Lovers.
I think with this thing, fantastic. This thing combined with a smart toilet, this is how we get ahead, people.
Yeah, this is the future humanity.
Dishwasher safe?
But it doesn't fit in a dishwasher, so you have to hand wash it anyway. It's great. What a brilliant idea. Thanks to hashtag invest, we now get invites to shareholders meetings. I just got a message from somebody now on WhatsApp. By the way, the WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. That's how to start the morning. Thank you, Gareth. Mfundo says, happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm tuning in live from Durban. Amazing how a lot of people are starting to pay attention to what you're doing at Cliff Central. Well, thank you for your support, Mfundo. And then this is quite a long message, but it's worth going through. Gareth, you've killed terrestrial radio. As for the news reporters of today, they just talk utter nonsense. Your station is going places with your team, Justice, Anthea, etc. The other day, my mate is on about SAFM and how good the show was. I just looked at him and asked, you still listen to that? You guys are just so far ahead. Well done. And F the rest, jealous and want to stick to a revolutionary like yourself to remain relevant in dying industries. By the way, I'm so glad you left Idols. Always wondered why you did that, but we all make mistakes. Oh. I can't imagine going back to the life without Cliff Central. Long live you and the channel. Regards, that's Gadge from PE. And then someone said, Ben, that line of yours about Henry Van Bredaar, stumps on day four, that's hilarious. Did you ever use that during the Oscar trial? That's from Carl in Jersey.
I didn't. I think even I've got limits.
Sure. Someone called Nkosi said the hashtag invest aggressive portfolio on Easy Equities has consistently put a smile on my face. Shout out to Anthea at Cartesian Capital. That's right. And you can get hold of Anthea if you'd like to get into invest. And this is a pretty good time to get in, actually. You know, there's never a perfect time to get in or out, but you may as well. If you've got any spare money running around and you've decided that it's time for you to become an investor and hopefully one day have money, like serious money, because if I'd done this when I was 20, I would be on an island right now in my underpants.
So easy debit order. It's like the hydraulic sex thruster.
That's right.
No effort, you're getting the job done there.
Exactly. So there we go. What else is going on in the news?
Well, Gareth, I read something this morning which I found very interesting. Getting back to the whole presidential race/ANC leadership thing about Cyril Ramaphosa, right? Mm-hmm. So we all know he's been sitting on his hands. Suddenly he's found a voice. And you think, like, where's he going to go? So obviously this is your area of expertise. But in a very unlikely event, it could seem that he now has to kind of get away from Zuma, become like this, rediscover his modal compass completely. And it might actually see that all those pending lawsuits against Jacob Zuma could suddenly surface again for Cyril's benefit. No, it's a column that I read about from Max Dupree wrote this.
You mean like if they had to bring up...
Well, think about it, right? So Dlamini Zuma is obviously just another Zuma.
Yeah.
Same thing, same crap.
Yeah.
Whereas Cyril, he has to be the guy who's going to put things right, right? He has to be clean cut, no corruption.
Yeah.
He really has to be that person who's going to change things. So if the Zuma legacy is to be tarnished and taken away by these 783 or whatever his cases, wouldn't it be strange if someone like Harry Nell, because remember we spoke about the fact that he could go private prosecution.
Yeah, he's working for AfriForum at the moment, and they can pursue private prosecutions.
Now, just imagine it in Cyril's benefit. If Harry had to like take a step up to the plate here on this, interesting dynamic.
It would be great for Cyril. Cyril still has to win in places that are not very pro him. Yeah. Kisatu likes him. Gauteng likes him. He's going to struggle in KZN.
Sure.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because he's clearly also identified that. So just yesterday, he was in Empangeni in on the KZN North Coast. Where was he speaking? At a church conversation. So it was at the Shembe Church where Cyril was visiting there. And he was telling the congregants, please pray for the troubled ANC and its leadership. He said, we are asking all churches to pray for the ANC and government and its leaders because we are going through a tough time. My goodness. Speaking on the ANC, he also continued to say things are not what we would like them to be. So when asked on his thoughts about President Jacob Zuma and the ANC national chairperson Bala Gambetta being booed during the May Day rallies on Monday, he says, as we know, Kosatu was not particularly happy with arrangements made with May Day rallies, and then also continued to say the matter will be discussed with ANC and Kosatu and the whole alliance. But isn't it interesting that he's now doing this whole let's pray,
this really annoys me. When you're the government, when you are in charge of the country, you can't ask churches and ordinary people to pray for you. That means you're useless.
Completely.
What you're basically admitting is that we are not in control of our own destiny, and we need you to do some magic and perform some rituals.
Isn't that your job?
Your
to
job
be
is
able to.
Yeah, you're embarrassing. How about no?
How about that?
Me, cash me outside, how about that? Huh? Son of a bitch. Can you believe that?
No.
Outrageous.
And we see right through him, though. Come on.
We totally see through Cyril. I'm so disappointed in all of them. Some of them I expected to be horrible candidates and horrible people, but Cyril I expected more from.
Because eventually it's going to come down to that, right? Like, say, Matthew Sposa, he's got no chance. He's too much on the outside, right?
I don't think so. I don't think he's got much hope.
That's what it comes down to. So it's Cyril or the Zuma dynasty.
It's like being offered, would you like some gruel or would you like some gruel with broccoli?
Always comes back to the South Park analogy, douche in a turd sandwich. That is politics.
Oh, no.
That is democracy. True.
But
that's exactly right.
You know, this current climate and what sort of situation we're in would be, you'd think, the perfect situation for a strong candidate to rise up.
Yeah.
Because really it does not.
People are desperate for leadership,
right? It would not take much to impress the masses right now.
No. You'd have to do is say...
you have to do is just
I'm
speak
not going
to
steal.
Yeah.
I'm going to do other terrible things, but I promise you I won't steal. That would be enough to get a vote.
It's so true, huh?
I mean, our standards are so low at this point, we'll just take anyone who doesn't, at this point, screw their friend's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to settle for any man or woman who doesn't have sex with their friend's daughters who are a third of their age.
Yeah.
How about that? That's how low our standards are at the moment. We'll go for it. Yeah. Woo. This guy's so moral.
We aren't asking you to change policies. Uh-uh. No, too much effort. We aren't asking you to...
Our moral compass.
Exactly. We aren't asking you to...
moral compass.
Change the...
The needle of the moral compass that the president has lost its moral compass.
Our moral compass.
Mm.
Another thing that's lost seems to be that digital migration. You know, there's been so many different deadlines
the communications department, right?
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're going to miss the next deadline as well, Gareth.
Oh, God.
And now it's been cited as it's a funding issue, of course. So we all know that Faith Mutambi was in charge there. She's now moved on. And it just doesn't – like, why has this not been a priority? Why has this been so badly run? It was back in, like – basically, International Communications Union said, right, June 17, 2015, let's do this, right? Plenty of time to do it. We're now sitting in 2017. We're no closer to having this migration. And no one seems to care.
Well, I don't even know what it's going to do for us. I mean, I've got to be honest. The whole thing confuses the hell out of me. So it's going to mean new set-top boxes. It's going to mean a whole new they're going to take television off of the UHF and VHF frequency band, and they're going to start putting it onto the digital band, which is unlimited in terms of its size. That's basically what it is. Why can't they just press the button on this?
Well,
just do it.
Ultimately, what it breaks down to is faster mobile data services.
Well,
don't we need that?
Hurry up. Do it then. It's the only thing the communications department can do. I mean, we're not waiting to have SABC 1 streaming to our phones, are we? Yeah. What is there in SABC 1 that we would want to have streaming to our phones? It would be an insult. Our phones would probably corrupt. They'd go, ugh, this is such horrible stuff. I can't possibly have this on there. By the way, is Top Billing still on the air?
Sure.
Is
Generations
still on?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Seven Dallons still on because they've got transgender, they've got all kinds of different
have
people.
They?
Yeah.
Seven Dallons breaking every barrier possible. They didn't they have the first gay kiss?
First gay kiss a little while ago.
Okay.
They have transgender actress. Now, very I don't nice. Know if it's a transgender actress or transgender transgender character, but either or, they're trying to break new ground and shake things up. Oh, well, Movango's still on.
Well, then I suppose if the soaps are on, then everybody's happy.
Exactly.
Oh, you've got to hear this thing about transgender. I've just got to play this for you quickly, and then I promise you we'll get back to the stories. All right, this is Doug Stanhope again talking about transgender stuff. Just give me a second. I've got to line this up because I've got to change channels on the desk and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah, let's see if we can get this.
Almost like I came out of the closet on my last special, if you saw it, and you know what? I was not embraced by the gay community. It's almost like they thought I was lying. Like they thought I was making it up. But that's passé anyway, so now I'm going to tell you the real truth, all right? You're in my hometown. This is what a lot of people don't know. I'm transgendered. Not just because it's the hip thing to be now. It's really what I am. And I've been hiding this from you for so long, and I feel so free now. I'm transgendered, which, if you don't know, that means I identify as a woman. I was born into a man's body, but I was born a woman as far as I'm concerned. I just happen to be a slovenly pig skank woman that doesn't take care of herself. I'm a woman that let myself go, but I'm okay with that. I'm not some goddamn beauty queen. I don't shave body parts. I don't wear makeup. I couldn't. I laughed so hard, crying laughing at a loud, ripping fart that it would make my mascara run all the way down my face, because that's the kind of girl I am. I'm a daddy's girl. We're not all Caitlyn Jenner. I'm an individual. Caitlyn is, she's in a ball gown on the cover of Vanity Fair. Go, girl. I'm just not that same. The only modeling I ever did is I did model my teeth for warning labels on packages of Canadian cigarettes. I did that. And that was enough of the spotlight for me. I didn't need anything more. I'm the kind of girl that watches beheading videos and reviews them on Yelp. If I destroy a bathroom, I'll try to trick you into it by saying there's a spider in the tub, and then I'll jam the door shut. That's just a rustic tomboy kind of gal. And if you cannot accept me for the woman that I am, then you can suck my dick and juggle my balls because you're intolerant.
Oh, don't you love that? Isn't that the truth? So you identify. So, yeah, okay. That's fine. Then this is how it works. Because it can go both ways, right? I mean, surely.
The funny part of that story, Stanhope went on stage and basically thought, I should probably try to say something about transgender, and he made all of that up right on the spot.
All right. There's lots of other good stuff we've got to get to in a moment. First of all, they closed the Philadelphia Library, and this one guy was just so emotional about it. I meant to play this for you about 3 weeks ago, but listen. The interviewer says to him, so they've closed the library. How do you feel? Listen to this.
Obviously, it's affecting emotionally.
I am emotionally.
Just talk to me a little bit.
Well, I grew up here. I live here. And no, I just don't. I can't believe anybody's going to close this damn thing down. Oh, shit.
How do you like that? Having a rough time. Yeah.
Shame.
Exactly, shame. All right, then it was George Takei's birthday the other day. George Takei from Star Trek. Okay, he's Captain Sulu. And Sulu, he went to celebrate his birthday on the Howard Stern show in New York. They use him regularly as their show announcer. And listen to this. This is him calling up a religious show on Howard Stern. And this is the conversation. So George Takei, very, very flamboyant, interesting, humorous dude. People love him. George Takei is probably one of the most long-lived celebrities. I mean, he's turning 80 years old. So they had to throw a party for him. And he called up this religious show. You remember yesterday I played you Caitlin calling up a religious show. So here's George Takei.
And the topic of the program here tonight is once saved, always saved. So anyway, area code 917. Go ahead. You're next. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
I wanted to tell you all about a wonderful thing that has just happened to me.
Okay.
Thanks to belief in Jesus, I am no longer a homosexual.
Oh, okay.
I spent years gay, creeping around the brambles, wearing only assless chaps. Just awful. Oh.
Praise God.
Now I'm all about the ladies and the vaginal intercourse that comes with them.
So you're saying man and a woman is a natural way to living on Earth today. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Brad. Am I right? I love pussy, 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 pussy.
Okay,
I love vagina with a capital V.
Okay. Now, where's this gentleman going with this conversation? We're not supposed to lust after every good-looking woman we see.
Oh, no. I feel like I'm sliding backwards into homo town. What should I do?
Sir, hang on. Stay on the line.
I have with me a genital shocking device I use to quell those demonic urges.
What device are you talking about? I don't understand. Can you educate me?
I will now drop trowel and attach paddles to either side of my ballsack.
What's the name of this device? What's the name of this device?
I love women. Women.
Can you get prescribed this machine by a doctor, or can you buy this machine online?
Dick is gross.
All right, sir, hang on.
My balls are on fire.
All right, we don't need to hear this, sir. Okay, all right, that's enough right there. You can continue listening and try to get safe.
Oh, no. The zapper's not working. I'll have to use a nail gun.
Hold on, brother.
Time out.
Suffering as Jesus suffered. Praise sexy Jesus.
So there we go. There's George Takei. He's keeping things interesting. Hey, speaking of balls, coming up in a little while, we've got Elna McIntosh popping
what
by.
What a lovely segue.
Dr. Elna McIntosh will be examining our balls, and she will be telling us, yes, live balls.
I didn't sign up for that
tonight. And we will be talking about balls. Listen, you guys need to know whether your balls are healthy or not. And we got a lot of men who listen to us. We don't talk about this stuff, guys, but we got to be honest and frank about it. There is a danger lurking in your ball sack. And you have to be aware of what that danger is. And Dr. Elna McIntosh will be in to talk to us a little bit later about that. I'm being glib, but it's a very serious thing. See, we have to take this seriously. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I guess we'll be putting a new spin to How's It Hanging?
The Know Thy Nuts campaign is what it's called. And it's very, very important that we all start to... German. You what?
I just said it sounds German.
It's not German. Thy Nuts.
It was Know Thy Nuts, not Know Thy Schnuts.
90% of men don't take care of their nuts, and they're risking their lives as a result. Cases of testicular cancer have doubled in the last 10 years. Oh, we need to do something about this.
That's interesting. How do you actually take care of your nuts?
Well, that's what we'll find out.
We'll find out. You got to store them in a certain pouch at night and wear certain kinds of underwear and all the questions you've ever want answered. And you've got to send us questions too, by the way. If you've got any questions, let us have them. Gareth@cliffcentral.com. You can get us WhatsApp 0797482090. Or if you would like, you can also use WeChat and Twitter.
And okay. I wonder, like, you know, I often sit with my legs crossed. Is that,
is it
like
bad for them?
I know. Circulation.
Hot bath. Never worry about
interesting
that.
Interesting question.
You have long, luxurious hot baths.
I think that's good for thy nuts.
And also, like, you've got to feel your nuts, right? Like you do with your breasts if you're a woman. For lumps and things.
You have to feel them.
But then, you know, balls are quite lumpy by nature.
Yeah, you've got to know what to look for.
So, you know, it's like a kind of lump.
Right. Very important that we get these things.
I'm feeling kind of queasy just thinking about this.
No, no, don't let it put you off. It's very important.
No, I'm trying not to, but it's just...
Come on, Ben. Really. Even George Takei thinks your nuts are funny. All right, we'll come back in a moment with a whole lot more. This is cliffcentral.com, and you are up with us on a Wednesday morning. It's already the 3rd of May. Have you put winter clothes out yet and got your winter stuff organized for your bedroom? And you know, like, I've got a blanket that I put over the existing blanket in winter.
Yeah.
And I like the bed to be extra warm in the winter, and I don't love the electric blankets, but I may put them on at the end of this month.
Yeah, they have to come because that's what gets you in. Because you don't want to get into a cold bed, even if it's laden with blankets.
Correct.
I'm still fine with hashtag don't judge me, with still lighting my candles.
That you gets think that
my
helps
room
you?
Warm enough. It really does, for
how
me
could
personally.
It,
how big are these candles?
I have, like, scented candles in my bedroom, and that's fine. And I have a little throw as
to
well.
To throw out the heat needed. I mean, how big are these things?
Sounds like a mausoleum.
I usually, like, light them up just before I go to sleep.
How many? 75?
I have, like, 2 right now.
I don't trust candles.
What? Yeah, you could set fire to your house.
Yeah.
Do you put them out before you go to sleep?
Is y'all lighting candles in your bed?
No, but
just
you,
around?
Hang on, do you put them out when you get into bed?
Yeah, before I sleep, yeah. So like for a good 30 minutes before, it just warms the room and it's a nice
scent.
I
can't imagine that would make enough difference in the room.
And it's soothing.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind are they?
How many, no, wait a minute. Yeah. How many candles?
2.
Okay, just 2. They're not going to warm the room.
It does for me.
How big are they?
They're like a little...
Are they round?
Yeah.
Oh, don't ever make a hand gesture again, please.
Well, listen, it's 2:15 talking about know thy nuts, so let me do this.
Seriously.
As much as possible.
Now, hang on. You've got 2 candles. You somehow have started to believe that you... Come no, on, Sia.
Not
that's
even
not...
believe. My room isn't massive, so I guess, of course, like if you have a slightly bigger room...
No, but 2 candles can't even warm a shoebox, though.
They can't.
Folks, I am here...
It's in your head.
...alone with my little throw, and I'm fine with that, and I have tons of pillows as well.
Is that all you need in winter?
Not for winter, but I just said...
For now.
Right now.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We'll beef it up a little later with a little...
I've got
clearly warming his aura.
...blanket as well. Oh, winter just gets me happy.
All right, very good. There's Sia's. Now we got into the shower yesterday. Now we're in the bedroom. Very exciting.
Tune in tomorrow for our
for
kitchen
even
habits.
The kitchen. All right, you can message us and you can tell us what your whether you've got your winter stuff sorted out yet. Because I think for a lot of people this is important. And if you haven't and you're going to wait until the end of May, you know a lot of people say, well, May's still really technically autumn, so you should only do it in June because June, July, and August are the proper winter months.
Oh, damn it. We forgot another song that totally symbolizes May.
What?
It's gonna be May.
Oh, there's so much noise about that meme online. We'll talk about it in a second. Remind you what it is. That's coming up.
That's Backstreet Boys, right?
Yeah. No, NSYNC.
NSYNC, oh, yes.
It's gonna be May. Cliffcentral.com.